I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, May 19th. Well, the Quincy City Council continues to discuss their salary increases after attempts last night to repeal the raises were continued. City Solicitor Jim Timmons told the councilors that repealing the raises would result in totally eliminating the salaries of all elected officials. The raises were approved by the previous council, and last night many councilors said they're donating the increases to local charities or the Quincy Public Schools. Timmons told the councilors that their pensions would still be based on the higher salary. Councilors' salaries were increased from $29,700 to $44,500 this year. Mayor Thomas Koch previously deferred his increase from $150,000 to $285,000 until 2028. Councilors will continue the discussion at a meeting in June. The Quincy City Council will continue to review next year's proposed city budget tonight. The Finance Committee will meet at City Hall at 7 o'clock and review budgets for the schools, police, fire, planning, emergency management, and other departments. Councilors will also revisit budgets for the assessors and retirement and pensions after they were continued from last week's meeting. So far, councilors have cut about $239,000 from the $492 million spending plan. Budget hearings are also scheduled for June 2nd and June 10th. Quincy police are asking for help in identifying a man who attacked another man with a knife in Quincy Center last week. Police say the suspect tried to slash another man at the intersection of Temple and Washington Streets last Monday night, cutting a large hole in the man's sweatshirt. The victim did get away. Video of the incident shows a heavyset black male attacking another man outside of the United First Parish Church. Police say the suspect is considered armed and dangerous. He was last seen wearing a dark winter jacket, sweatpants, Nike sandals, and white socks. Anybody with information is asked to contact Quincy Police Detective John Menz at 617-745-5768. A man is dead after the car he was driving crashed into a house in Hanson last night. First responders were called to 481 High Street just before 6:30 last night, found the victim's vehicle, a Chevrolet pickup truck, rolled over on its side. The truck had crashed into the front windows of the home. The driver, a 57-year-old man from Hanson, was unconscious inside the truck. Firefighters carried out a lengthy extrication and were later able to remove the victim. He was taken to Brockton Hospital, where he later died. Hanson Police Chief Michael Casey said the homeowner was inside when the crash happened but was not hurt. Photos of the scene showed the car turned over on its side with major damage to the home's front exterior and parts of the interior. Crash is under investigation by the Hanson Police, State Police, and the Plymouth County District Attorney's Office. An outpouring of love and respect as hundreds of strangers filled St. Joseph the Worker Church in Hanson to bid farewell to World War II U.S. Navy veteran John Bernard Arnold III. A veteran group put out the call for the public to attend the funeral to help honor Arnold, an East Bridgewater man who had no known family. The 98-year-old from East Bridgewater passed away earlier this month. His mother died when he was 6 years old, and his father passed away when Arnold was in his 20s. Arnold never married and had no children. State and local police, alongside fire departments, EMT, state officials, veterans, and residents from all over took up the call, gathering at the memorial where there was no eulogy. Arnold had actually planned his own funeral over 10 years ago, ensuring that there were a few brief remarks and that everyone knew he was a man of deep faith and loved his country. While Arnold had no remaining blood family, he spent much of his later years at the Garrison Veterans Home, which soon became his new family. His casket was taken to the Cedar Knoll Cemetery in Taunton, where people stood at attention to give the veteran a proper goodbye. Well, a new option is coming for travelers looking to avoid long security lines at Logan Airport and potentially save money on rides and parking. Massport is set to officially open the Logan Airport Remote Terminal on June 1st, a first-in-the-nation facility on Route 9 in Framingham. The remote terminal essentially moves the security screening process from the actual airport to the new facility, allowing travelers to check themselves and their bags and get on a bus that drops them off right at their gate. Eligible passengers flying with JetBlue and Delta can purchase $9 tickets on sale now and book using their flight information. Kids can travel free with an adult. Each bus will carry 55 passengers, and a bus will run every hour from 4 a.m. to 1 p.m. when the program launches. There are 400 parking spots at the Framingham terminal, which will cost $7 a day. Officials say the goal is to create a smoother airport experience, limit lines at Logan, and free up congestion on the roadway. The program is modeled and being helped launch by the Landline Company's operations in Philadelphia and Chicago, which transport connecting passengers from regional airports directly to hub airports. Security throughout the process, from the terminal to the bus and directly to the airside gate, remains a major focus. Once passengers check their bags, they'll remain secure. Buses will be driven by Massport operators, and contingency plans are in place for any unforeseen hazards on the roadway. Massport says if the program proves successful, they will expand it to other areas, including the Logan Express Terminal in Braintree. A growing local group of donut shops is expanding once again, and this will be the first location south of Boston. According to a social media post, Union Square Donuts is planning to open in Hingham sometime this summer, moving into a space at the Derby Street Shops just off Route 3. Once it opens, the new location will join others in Somerville, Brookline, Boston, Cambridge, and Linfield. It will offer donuts, coffee, tea, cinnamon rolls, and more. Union Square Donuts started out in Somerville in 2012. An Easton school is planning a campus expansion with new athletics infrastructure. Stonehill College announced a $50 million fundraising goal to fund the construction of new athletics facilities on May 14th. The school plans to develop a new arena and athletic fields. Nearly two dozen Stonehill teams compete in the NCAA's Division I. Maria Dross Counseling Services of Quincy will hold their Fashion for Compassion fundraiser tonight at 6 o'clock at Granite Links in Quincy. The guest speaker is Liam Martin and the MC is Lisa Donovan. Visit MariaDrossCounselingServices.com for more information. Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler was spotted at a popular Quincy ice cream shop over the weekend. The rock and roll icon visited Bella's Creamery on Washington Street in Quincy Points. A photo shared on the shop's social media page showed Tyler holding an ice cream cone and posing for a selfie with a worker. Bella's Creamery also operates locations in Weymouth and Wrentham. Aerosmith was founded in Boston, 1970. Check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 159. The NASDAQ dropped 134, and the S&P fell 5. Asian stocks also mixed as uncertainty about what will happen with the Iran war roiled global markets. The dollar rose, the euro was down, and oil at $110 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat the Royals in Kansas City 3-1 last night. They play again tonight at 7:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Hazy, hot, and humid. Heat advisory goes into effect at 11 o'clock this morning. Runs through 8 o'clock tomorrow night. Today's forecast high, 96 degrees. Chance of an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. For tonight, muggy, low around 70. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. Afternoon thunderstorms with a high of 93. On Thursday, sunny and much cooler with a high of 69, and Friday partly cloudy, high 69. The marine forecast calls for 1 to 2 foot waves, southwesterly winds at 10 to 15 with gusts to 20 knots. High tide 2:12 p.m. Sunrise 5:18, sets at 8:02. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, May 19th.